Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. May I please speak to Nikita?
Yeah, this is her.
Hi, Nikita. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. Nikita, I was reaching out to you because I wanted to just get some information from you. I see that you're onboarding to be the aide for Constance Smith. Is that correct?
Are you saying that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Can you repeat?
Can you repeat what you said?
Yeah, you're signing up to be the aide for Constance Smith?
Yeah.
Perfect. And I see that Sarah has sent you over the link that you need to complete to onboard. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, Nikita, I wanted to know, are you up to date with your TB test, or is that something that you need to get done?
Last time I took it was in May.
In May of 2025?
Yes.
All right, you should be up to date still. Do you have your results with you?
Yeah, in my home, I believe. I should, yeah.
Great. Did you get it? Did you get the test done by blood?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So when you have some time, you can send me the results. Just take a picture of it, and then you can text it over to me, okay?
Okay.
Now, for your two-year residency proof, you can either provide us with, like, an old expired ID. Do you happen to keep those handy?
No, I only have one ID.
You can also provide, like, either bank statement, a bill, a pay stub, a W-2 form, anything that's from 2023 and older that has your name on it, and it has a Pennsylvania address, and we can see the date on it.
Okay.
Okay, so you can send that along with the TB test results as well, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Now, the links that we sent you is going to be the links for the application, the test. The test is going to be lengthy because it's a lot of reading material and you're going to have to answer like 80 questions, but try to do your best on it. The most important thing is that you submit it, okay? If you want us to set you up with direct deposit, make sure you click on the form and complete it. Double check your account number and routing number are correct before you submit it, okay?
Okay.
And then your I-9W-4 link, that's going to be for your ID. It's going to ask you, like, if you're a U.S. citizen to put in your information. The W-4 is going to ask you if you declare yourself single, married, or head of household, and if you have any dependents to claim, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions on the requirements?
No. I just want to know what is that hourly pay.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I wanted to know what was that hourly pay.
Oh, let me take a look and see if I have that information. Just one moment. So I see that the rate is going to be $13.50 for the 60 hours.
Okay.
Does that sound good to you?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So do you think that you'll be able to complete most of the links by Monday?
Yeah.
All right, great. So just work on that over the weekend, and then I'll touch base with you on Monday, okay?
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. Have a good one.